This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Another attempt will be made by Missouri lawmakers to scrap the state's presidential primary and replace it with a system of caucuses. A similar move failed this week in the Missouri Senate. The latest effort comes from the House, where a new bill was filed on Wednesday by Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholar. He says the move is needed to preserve Missouri's voice in next year's presidential race, as both national parties wanted the primary moved from February to March.
If you don't move your election, primary election date to a later date, you won't be able to have the number of delegates possible at the national convention that you would if you had the election later date.
Scholar says a caucus system is the best way to ensure Missouri does not lose any delegates, since the deadline given by the national GOP for moving the primary date has expired. The state Democratic Party has not yet announced whether it will use caucuses or stick with the February primary. And Missouri House members are returning to the state capitol to continue their special legislative session. Thursday's agenda included economic development legislation and a resolution urging Congress to support full funding for the F-A-18 jet fighter made by Boeing Company in St. Louis. Earlier this month, the House approved a different resolution urging Congress to provide full funding for the Lockheed Martin F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, which is built in Texas. That resolution noted that more than 500 Missourians work for companies that supply the Lockheed Martin program. Governor Jay Nixon criticized the resolution and said it was not the position of the state of Missouri. Warm Up Columbia is trying to make sure everyone can bundle up when temperatures drop this season. KBIA's Jennifer Long reports.
The Boone County Voluntary Action Center is teaming up with local churches and Commerce Bank to supply coats and blankets for those who don't have them. Local community member Kathy Hall came up with the idea 7 years ago and says this year the economy may have people in a situation they have never been in before.
I believe there are probably people who would be in need of blankets and coats this year who would never have been in that position before.
Hall also says she's seen the amount of donations decrease this year. Part of the reason is because previous donors have simply run out of things to give, and the economy is another factor. Warm Up Columbia will take place Saturday, October 22nd, at the Armory Sports and Recreation Center. Jennifer Long, KBIA News.
Students in Mid-Missouri are raising money to help veterans travel to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Central Missouri Honor Flight sponsors these trips, completely free for veterans, with money provided by the community. Led by the Jefferson City School District, other districts around the area are also taking on the challenge. The president of the Central Missouri Honor Flight, Mary Paulsell, says this action shows that the students are taking an interest in veterans affairs.
So for us, the money is wonderful, but the fact that the young people are the ones doing this, that they want to learn, they want to understand what these men and women did, and they want to play a part in some acknowledgement and tribute to them is just magnificent.
The schools are hoping to raise $10 per classroom by Veterans Day on November 11th. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.